Thomas Jefferson probably once said, "Show me a governor and I'll show you an even more dedicated lieutenant governor by his side." Surely many men could be appointed as the governor's right-hand man, but only Doug Wright belongs in that chair. Doug Wright's career as a media mogul has prepared him for this moment of responding to the governor and the clamoring people's desire for him to serve. Even at birth, doctors saw something special in him.
Well, when he was born, before I handed him off to his mother, I says to the delivering nurse, I says, "And he's going to be special, you know, this one. He'd probably be the lieutenant governor one day, you know." And I said that, you know, and I'm a doctor.
He's the only one who's received a ringing endorsement from the current lieutenant governor.
You really gave the rural folks a sense that you understand what they're dealing with. In fact, maybe I'll put you on the short list, recommend you to the governor.
Not only is it Doug Wright's opportunity to serve, but it's his duty and his pleasure. So please, talk to Governor Herbert's office today and tell him there's only one man who is right for the job, right for the people, and that's Doug Wright. A man so generous that he said that he'll donate his lieutenant governor's salary to the Blind Orphans of Eureka Fund. What a guy. Paid for by citizens who think it would be hilarious if Doug Wright were the lieutenant governor.